Okay, today we're going to talk about Baruch She'amar. Now, we're going to look at Baruch She'amar as containing two parts. The first part is praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sort of like a preparation for the bracha. And the second part of Baruch She'amar is the actual bracha itself. We mentioned that Pesukei Zimra begins with a baruch and ends with a bracha. It ends with begins with Baruch She'amar and ends with Yishtabach. So Baruch She'amar, at least the second half of Baruch She'amar, where we say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, so that is going to be the actual bracha. But first, it begins with an introduction, and the bracha in the introduction, I'd like to introduce by making reference to a chazal in the Medrash in Tehillim. The Medrash in Tehillim tells us that the reason why Klal Yisrael's tefilos are not answered is because they don't know well enough the Shem Hashem. And L'asid Lava, when we have a greater understanding of the Shem Hashem, so our tefillos will be more quickly answered. So, it is suggested in one of the Perushim, one of the Mefarshim on the Siddur, suggests that the introductory section of Baruch She'amar is seven different manifestations of the Shem Hashem, seven different ways that we relate to the Shem Hashem. And in light of this Medrash and Tehillim, so we could say that almost as an introductory tefillah, or introductory, the way that we begin our tefillah of Pesukei Zimra, we mentioned already, I believe, last time, that Pesukei Zimra, the Levush learns that Zimra is Milashon Zomer, to prune, to cut away. And one of the themes, or perhaps the one of the most dominant themes of Pesukei Zimra is going to be that we're going to use these psukim to be zomer, to cut away. What are we cutting away at? So imagine a tunnel that's blocked by foliage, and you need to cut away the foliage in order to get into the tunnel. So using that as a mashal, we have many things, whether it's sins that we've done or other things that distance us from spirituality and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of those things are blocking our tefillos from being oleh to shamayim. And by saying these psukim and trying to internalize about things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we are cutting away. These are psukim that are zomer. They cut away at the things that block our tefillos. In addition to that, we're also cutting away from ourselves, removing from ourselves our reliance upon other things. There's so many things that we, so many emtsaim, so many intermediaries that we give credence to in the world. Whether it's seeing things like the sun and the moon, certainly not, hopefully not on that grotesque level of Avodah Zarah, of seeing them as intermediaries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's true even in our own lives, in terms of how we relate to, on a bitachon level, to our sources of parnasa and health. So also, that's going to also be a theme of Pesukei Zimra, is trying to internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of everything and that there are no intermediaries. So, the beginning of, so going back to Baruch She'amar, so if the Medrash tells us that what blocks our ability to really be answered is our lack of an appreciation or recognition of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the very beginning of Baruch She'amar is going to be addressing that, and it's going to be reviewing and allow for us to make a proclamation about what are the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first of all, we begin, and we say, Baruch She'amar V'Hayu Ha'olam Baruch Hu. Baruch She'amar V'Hayu Ha'olam. This is, we are blessing, who? The one who said V'Hayu Ha'olam. She'amar V'Hayu Ha'olam. And then Baruch Hu, blessed is he. And that's a common rabbinic addition to the Shem Hashem. Like we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or in the Haggadah, what do we say? Baruch Shomer Avtachaso Yisrael Baruch Hu. So, Baruch, and who are we blessing? The She'amar V'Hayu Ha'olam. The one who said that the world should be created, and then obviously created the world. And here we are relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator, the one who, however many years ago, created our world. We're going to quote a few times from the Mechilta, the Medrash on Shmos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem, this is the very beginning of Parshas Vo'era, Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. So here we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu introducing himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the famous line where he says, "The Avos, I primarily
I manifest myself as Kel Shakai, and to you it's going to be Yud Kei Vav Kei. So here we have this introduction, Ani Hashem. Who? What does that mean, Ani Hashem? So the Medrash quotes from Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hu She'amarti V'Hayah HaOlam. I am the one who said the world should exist. We know Hashem created the world through Amira. So, Asara Ma'amaros. So I'm the one who said the world should be created, and it was. So the Medrash already uses this expression that we use in Baruch She'amar. Baruch She'amar V'Hayah HaOlam Baruch Hu. So this is Hashem as creator. And that's how Hashem introduced himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then we say Baruch Oseh Bereishis. Baruch She'amar V'Hayah HaOlam Baruch Oseh Bereishis. Now Oseh, you'll notice, is in the present tense, not in the past tense. And here we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as also as the creator, but we're introducing another element, and that is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh Betulo B'chol Yom Tamid Maaseh Bereishis, that Hashem continually creates the world. The mushel for this would be, take a city or a house that's illuminated with electricity, with light, because of the electricity that flows through its walls, right? We sit in a room right now, and there are lights, but do we take notice of the fact, or are we aware? I mean, we know it, but are we cognizant of the fact now that there's electricity flowing through the walls and going out of the building, going to a substation somewhere, going to a power plant somewhere? Right now, there's electricity flowing through and giving power to the room. And sure enough, if that would be shut, if the electricity would be shut, so we would be immediately plunged into darkness. And, you know, if you have some type of electric system that's going, you know, I always think of those balloons that they set up by a car dealership. They have these very tall balloons, like with the arms that are back and forth because of the wind that's blowing into them. If you would stop blowing the air into them, you know, they have a machine that's blowing air into them, so the thing would collapse. That's a mashal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly putting into the Bria. He's constantly powering the Bria. He's machnis into the Bria like a zerem of chashmal, like electrical force that's giving existence. The sun rises and sun sets, not because Hashem set up a system and that system just continues to run on its own. Even if it was set up as a system, we don't have to say that every single day it's a chiddush that the sun comes up, in the sense that it isn't a system. It is a system, but someone has to will that system to continue. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wills that system to continue day in and day out. And therefore, it's not a one-time event that he created the world, but every day and every moment, he's continually providing for the existence of the world. And therefore, in our first recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as creator, we say he's the creator in the past, She'amar V'Hayah. He's also the creator now. He's the Oseh Bereishis. Then we move on and say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique in the fact that we can completely rely on him. By Melech Basar V'Dam, there are no guarantees. You know, someone can be the boss today, and tomorrow he could be fired, he could pass away. You know, if you put all your stock into one person, so you don't necessarily know what tomorrow is going to bring. And even a person who promises something, they don't always give good on the promise. You know, they commit money, maybe their business won't be what it is, they won't be able to pay. They commit to give tzedakah until you get the check. So you haven't gotten the tzedakah yet. And if anyone who has a business knows, you can have plenty of people who owe you money, but it's a whole other story to get them to pay. So there are a lot of, when it comes to humans, the level of, to the degree that we're able to rely on them is questionable. And yet when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. He's an Omer V'Oseh, a Gozer U'Mekayim. You can completely rely on him. This is what Rashi quotes on that Pasuk. By Daber Elokim El Moshe V'Yomrei Lov Ani Hashem, Rashi quotes, he's Neman Lipara, by onishes, by punishments, and he's Neman Litein Schar, by Kiyama Mitzvos. Kodesh Baruch Hu is someone who's Neman. And that's how Hashem was introducing himself. The Shem Hashem, besides representing a creator, and a continual creator, it also represents a Ne'emanos, a Ne'eman, a person that we can rely upon. And that is the usage of Omer V'Yoseh and Gozer U'Mekayim. Okay, then we move on, and we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Merachem Al Haaretz and Merachem Al Abrios. This is a well-known interpretation of the Shem of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that Hashem is a Rachman. That is the Midah of Rachmanus. When we say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim in Slichos, we say Hashem, Hashem. So Rashi comments on Hashem, Hashem. This is in Shmos Perek Lamed Dalet. Rashi comments and says, Hashem Hashem, Midas HaRachamim Hi. This is the Shem Hashem. We know that the name of Elohim is Midas HaDin, and the name of Yudkei Vovkei is Midas HaRachamim. Then we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshalim Schar Tov Lireyav. So those who fear Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays a good schar. What does that mean, a good schar? We already said that you can rely on Hashem. This is a different inyan. This is schar tov. Schar tov is reflects not in our dealings with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but in our ultimate faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ba'achris hayamim, in Olam Haba, those who do right will be rewarded, and those who do bad will not be. Because even though you can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and you can put your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that there are questions of why do the righteous suffer and why do the evil prosper. But Lasid Lavo, everybody gets what they're supposed to get. And this is the idea, the Mechilta also quotes this. Rabbi Yoshua says, Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Neman ani l'shalem schar. And Rashi and Tehillim on the pasuk of Ma'arav Tuvcha Asher Tzafanta L'Reyecha, oh, the great good that you have saved for those that fear you, Yadati, says Shlomo David HaMelech, Li'olam Haba Yesh Schar Tov L'Reyecha. I know that ultimately there will be a Schar Tov. We even say about Achris HaYavim, that's a Yom Shekula Tov, about not Achris HaYavim, about Olam Haba, a Yom Shekula Tov. So that's the Schar Tov, the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Asad Lavo will even the score. Then we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is another usage of the name of Yudkei Vavkei. This is another well-known one, that Yudkei Vavkei teaches us Haya Hove V'Yiyeh. Shem was, He is, and He will be. This is the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond time, and He's eternal. He's Nitzchi, and that's the praise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we say, we said, Baruch Meshalim Schar Tov, Baruch Chai La'ad V'Kayam L'Netzach. He lives forever, and He exists for all of eternity. Then we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu as someone who gets involved in the world. Hashem could create the world, certainly can rely upon Him, but the idea that He gets involved very personally on a private level with each individual, to the degree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes even interacts to save a person. So that is the Poda Umatzio. He gets Himself involved with our world. He's Poda Umatzio, He's Poda. Pode Hashem Nefesh Avodah. Pode might refer to spiritual salvation. Helps us overcome sin. Helps us to inspire us to do what's right. And then a Matzil sounds like it's from physical damage, from troubling times, from when we are physically in danger. And that's Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Matzil. And then we end Baruch Shamar by saying Baruch Shemo. What does it mean, Baruch Shemo? So here we relate to the name of Yudkei Vavkei in a whole other way. And this is the idea that we don't really know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. Right? Rambam famously speaks about how we can't say what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. We can only speak about what He does and what He's not. And in general, whenever we praise a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we praise Him based on His pu'ulos, what actions that He does, because we don't know anything about the etzem of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a certain element of, especially the name Yudkei Vavkei, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that He is shrouded in mystery, beyond our comprehension. And that is also an element, and that's this idea of Baruch Shemo. Blessed is His name, because the name is a way that a person represents themselves outwardly. Like if I introduce myself, I'll say, hi, my name is so-and-so. That's my manifestation to the outside world, but it's not who I am. So we say Baruch Shemo because there is this idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond all hasaga. He's beyond all understanding. And therefore, we refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we bless the Shemo, the name. Okay, this is the introductory part of Baruch She'amar. And this is the first half of it. This is the part, as we said, that includes praises of Kadosh Baruch Hu and, again, is preparatory in a certain level to be able to now say the actual bracha of Baruch She'amar. So what is the actual bracha of Baruch She'amar? So in the bracha, we go on and we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, bracha atah Hashem Kenem Melech HaOlam, Akel, Ha'ov, Aracham Anan. He's merciful. He's behulal b'fiyamo. We praise Him. Meshubach b'fuar b'lshon chasidav v'avodav. Now, I want to share with you an interesting interpretation that I saw in the Otzer Tfilos for the next couple of lines. He wants to suggest, I forgot which one of the Perushim there it is, that each of these next lines or expressions refer to a different part of davening that we're going to be saying, you know, coming up in the davening. And that we are making a bracha on the fact that we will be praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say that we will be doing, what will we be saying? Shirei David Avdecha Hashem Elokeinu. We will be praising you with Shirei David, and that's a reference to Hodu. We'll talk about it hopefully in the future, in the near future, that Hodu was a bracha that David HaMelech said when the Aron Kodesh was returned from the Plishtim, and it was returned to Ir David. So Hodu was the prayer. It's recorded in Tehillim, and it's recorded in Divrei Hayamim. We have the Divrei Hayamim version in our davening. So that's Hodu. Shirei David Avdecha Nalelcha Hashem Elokeinu Bishvachos. That's Mizmor L'Soda. Ubizmiros. That's the actual Pesuk in the Zimra now. That's Ashrei and the Halukos. Nigadelcha. We will say how great you are. And that's a reference to Az Yashir. Unifa'ercha V'Nazkir Shemecha. That's a reference to the two brachos of Kriya Shema. That we are Mifa'er, just like the Malachim. Praise the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And V'Nazkir Shemecha. And that might be a reference to our prayers about Talmud Torah. We know Ramban writes that all the Torah are Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we say, V'namlichocha Malkeinu Elokeinu. We're going to mamlich you. We're going to coronate you. And how do we coronate and accept the yoke of God's rulership over us? That's going to be Kriya Shema. And then, Yochid Chei Ha'olamim. Chei is Yud Ches. And that is a hidden reference to Shmona Esrei, to the Amidah. And then we end the bracha, Melech Meshubach Mefor, which is how we started it, Meshubach Mefor. So we're going back to the theme of the beginning of the bracha. Ade Ad Shmo Agodo, Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech Mehulo Vatishbachos.